16th lesson. Little words mean so much.
This lesson will require a little patience and a lot of indulgence, since the use of prepositions is often arbitrary, and the only way to ensure being correct is often to accept without asking why.
Look at the examples below and look for the difference in meaning between the two forms in each sentence.
You can ask me all the questions you want, but don't ask me for money.
He said that he had been working late at the office, but I didn't believe him. I don't believe in fairies.
I think of her all the time.
What do you think about the plan to build a bypass around the village?
Excuse me, sir, we're closing. Would you mind paying for your drinks?
I'll get this, Mike. You paid the bill in the cafe.
The security guards searched the suitcases thoroughly. They even used sniffer dogs. Apparently, they were searching for drugs.
And we remind members of the audience not to shout the answer.
Don't shout at your children. Try and reason with them.
The manager has been sick with the flu for a week.
I'm sick of wasting time in traffic jams. I'll take the tube.
He's a terrible hunter. He shoots anything that moves. Last week, he shot one of the beaters in the foot.
When he was young, he used to dream of becoming president.
Last night, I dreamed of the house we used to spend our holidays in.
Ah, did you notice that we ended that sentence with a preposition?
Some writers say that this is incorrect, but it's also the most common form of expression, and far less formal than the alternative.
Look. Here's the article about which I was telling you, or here's the article which I was telling you about.
Or even more simply, here's the article I was telling you about. Don't worry, nothing else disappears.
In our next lesson, we will see some more examples of this simple and idiomatic way of constructing sentences.
A zealous speechwriter once modified one of Winston Churchill's speeches to tidy up any prepositions at the ends of sentences.
Churchill was a great wielder of the English language, and this overly formal style annoyed him.
Changing all his sentences back to their original form, prepositions and all, he growled,
"This is the kind of English up with which I will not put."
Exercises.
The laboratory has asked for more samples. I wonder why.
I've hunted everywhere for those notes, but I can't find them.
He tripped over a fallen branch and shot himself in the leg.
If we follow the A26, we can bypass the town centre.
Would you mind finishing your drink? I'm closing.
The dog whimpered in pain.